This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today we look at something God wants to give us that can't be delivered overnight. Stay with us as we study Leviticus chapters 11 through 15. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
When it comes to personal holiness, a lot of people are looking for an event, a one-time experience to do the whole job. But God's plan for making us holy is not an event, but a process that involves daily choices in every area of life. It is evident to us as we read these chapters that the Lord is keenly concerned with the health and welfare of His people. Today, through the research of medical scientists, we are well aware of the fact that some foods are good for us and some are not. And to those people out there in that burning desert with no refrigeration or any other means of keeping food from spoiling, God gave certain laws that were designed to help them remain healthy and free of disease. Today, He gives you and me instructions from His Word that are designed to protect our spiritual health and well-being. But I suppose that among these ancient people, there were some, as there are today, who questioned God's wisdom in these matters. Why can't I eat a vulture, or a mouse, or a lizard? Well, it seems to me that the best answer to questions like that is simply that God said not to. Can't we trust His wisdom in these matters, these things that we don't understand? When the young mother cautions her child about riding his tricycle in the street, even though the child may not understand all that's behind her warning, it's still the best thing for the child to say, "Okay, Mama," and do what he's been told. But it was much more than just what was on the menu. It's much more than a doctor prescribing a certain diet for a patient. God told them, "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves and shall be holy, for I am holy." God was setting these people apart so that their lives would reflect two things, His holiness and His love. This begins in us when we come to grips with the fact that we are not our own because we've been bought with a price. The process continues with daily choices to glorify God in every area of our lives, because we belong to Him. It's been said that you can't get holy in a hurry, but you can start taking steps in that direction right away. God wants you and me to live lives that are unspotted by the flesh, untainted by the crooked and perverse generation in which you and I live. God has called us to shine as lights in the world, that those who live in darkness might find their way home. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Why not join us in the adventure of reading through the entire Bible in a year? To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how the death of Jesus 2,000 years ago can affect the problems we face today. Join us on Daily Discipleship.